Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. I thought we would just look at the Sri Sri Vraj Vilas Stava and look for the references regarding our stay here in Radhakund. What does this Raghunath Goswami has to say about Radhakund? I hope I don't make it too difficult for you, Krishna Murari, to, you know, because I don't know if you have something about this place, Radhakund, but I think you will see, it's also about Krishna's devotees at Radhakund. Please repeat after me. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari.
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi.
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi.
Pranamami Hari Priye.
Pranamami Hari Priye.
I wanted to tell you, the day before yesterday, we offered flowers to Radhakund, and then the Kund somehow took the flowers into the midst of the Kund, and we were just sitting there at the Sangam and saw how the flowers were moving over the Kund. And at that moment, a very sweet realization came about that just like the flowers are carried by the waters of Srimati Radharani's mercy, aren't we all the time carried by Srimati Radharani's mercy? And isn't there, and why is there cause for anxiety? And then this evening, when we did the sound check, I saw in the mobile telephone so many photos which were produced, I don't know, by an algorithm who was focused, I believe, on Vrindavan photos. And I saw photo after photo coming out. One showed us offering an aartik at Govinda Kund at the roof. Another aartik, another photo showed us when we visited a saint. Yet another photo showed us moving through the beautiful landscape of Vrindavan. In these photos, I looked a little younger and skinnier. Now I look older and a little bit more comfortable, perhaps, so I don't know. And it came to my mind when I looked at these photos, we cannot really make all these scenes happening. We are carried into them. Like, could you ever imagine that we stay, that there is such a peaceful place in Radhakund as the Gauri Syam? Nochmal? Gauri Syama Bhavan. No? It is next to perfect, everything, how it is constructed. The solid wooden doors, everything. I don't think we could imagine that such a place exists, and also not that we would stay in here. So all this brings me to the conclusion that why worry always or make plans like young people always do? We are carried by Lord, by Radharani's mercy, we don't have to worry. We are carried. We were carried, we are carried now, and we will be carried. No? It is very clear. So today, we will hear about Tandavika, the king of the peacocks. This peacock is the peacock of Lord Krishna. He has a favorite peacock, and Radharani has also a peacock. Who knows the name? I just don't know at the moment. Tandavika is a male peacock. Whenever he hears Krishna's flute, he blooms with joy. And he is very attracted to enjoy the kunja where Shri Radha and Krishna, or to enter the kunja where Shri Radha and Krishna have their pastimes. What he does is, when he enters into these pastimes places, he spreads out his feathers and engages in a festival of dance, especially when it happens when Krishna calls him to a kunja at the bank of Sri Radha Kund. It's a Nikunja. So we hear how the peacocks in general are very attracted to Krishna. The Bhagavatam gives us a verse, Govindam Venum Anumata Mayura Nityam. It says, when Sri Krishna came to the forest and began to play on his transcendental flutes, all the peacocks thought him to be a monsoon cloud. They thought that his yellowish dress was a lightning in the monsoon cloud, and they thought his flute song to be the soft rumbling of the clouds. Thus they began to dance in ecstatic love, and they were extending their feathers. Then Krishna increased their enthusiasm by playing his flute even more blissfully. In this way, Krishna's flute playing and the dancing of the peacocks was a festival of transcendental bliss. And all the birds in the forest who saw this became immersed in the same transcendental bliss. Some of them stood or sat like great sages. Only they sat on the branches motionless. So when the peacock peacocks see Krishna and see this festival of Krishna dancing, playing the flute and dancing, they dance. The birds are like great munis on watch. When the peacocks see this, they offer Krishna their feathers. And Krishna thinks, well, the peacocks must be thinking that they are poor. They don't have wealth, they don't have gold and silver, nor do they have cloth, so they give what they can give, their peacock feathers. Let me acknowledge this gift of the peacock feathers and place it on my golden crown. There is a very interesting story behind the peacocks. Once Ravana was with his Pushpa Vivan traveling through the world, and he was looking for kings who performed tapasya, and he wanted then to destroy the tapasya of the kings and contaminate the place where they did tapasya so that they would not become powerful. So once he arrived in on the top of one mountain and he looked in the valley, and yes, there was a king called Mandahata performing austerities, and around him were devatas, or not austerities, he performed a yagya, and around him were devatas who wanted to have the share of the yagya. There was Indra, there was all kinds of devatas, Varuna and so on. Now the moment they saw that Ravana was coming, they became so afraid that they turned into animals to hide themselves. Can you imagine what form Indra assumed? A peacock, yes. And Ravana could not detect it. He thought this king is a minor king, and they continued. And afterwards, Indra came back from the shape of a peacock to Indra. And he was very pleased that the form of the peacock had given him shelter. So he said, from this day on, peacock G, my 1,000 eyes will go into your peacock feather eyes. My pride will go into your, the way you spread your feathers. And I bless you that whenever the monsoon season starts, you will become so ecstatic that you will shout, meow, meow, like this. And I also say, whoever kills you will find a quick death. Perhaps you know when peacocks are not to be killed. It is very dangerous to kill them because Indra is not to be messed around. So these peacocks have the pride of Indra and the eyes of Indra and the dancing style of Indra. But because they are residents of Braj, they are not pride, but they celebrate the supreme dancer, this who looks so beautiful with his bluish complexion and his yellowish dhoti that he looks like the monsoon season. And whenever they see him, this Shyam Sundar dressed, they will go meow, meow, thinking that now the monsoon starts. This is the peacocks of Braj. They are free from pride.
Hare Krishna. So, Krishna honors them. He thinks they say, oh hey Braj, Jendra Nandan, we are just birds. We don't have any jewels and money. But the people love our feathers. Because we are so pleased with your flute play, we give these feathers to you. Oh, Nandanandana. This pastime we hear, which is described, may I see Tandavika at the gate of the Nikunya in Radhakund. No? This pastime in detail, it goes like this. Once Krishna entered with Srimati Radharani, here in Radhakund, a part of the forest which was embraced by the joy of the monsoon, Vashahasha, the sky was covered with garlands of monsoon clouds. And Krishna entered there with Radharani. And at that time, by the Leela Shakti, this season, spring season, monsoon in spring, took on a form. It was a Devi. She had she was wearing a black dress, and there was like lightning, fresh yellow lightning in her dress, and there were also pearls in her dress, which looked a little bit like the white ducks that fly before monsoon cloud, if you can understand. And she was also wearing jewels, which looked like the rainbow. So a Sakhi of extraordinary dress and statue came and said, "We have very nice juices here in this forest for your pleasure, Radha and Krishna." So the divine couple went through the forest of the monsoon forest, being served by Monsoon Devi. We would say in English Monsoon Devi, but there is a Sanskrit word, Vasha Harsha Devi Dasi. And at that time, Tandavika was dancing also. And you must know one thing about Tandavika's dance. This is a little bit advanced subject. I hope you will not become materially agitated when you hear this. The dance of Tandavika suggests love play between Radha and Krishna. It is inspiring the divine couple to engage in loving romantic activities. They watch Tandavika dance and they become stimulated and excited for Anga Seva, no? For serving their beautiful forms. So in this way, Tandavika's dancing is very extraordinary, and Raghunath Das Goswami wants to see it, because when he sees the dancing of Tandavika, he is only a blinking of an eye away from Radha and Krishna's romantic pastimes at the banks of Radha Kund in the Nikunjas. A blink of the eye is very short distance. So it's very interesting how when sadhakas want to see Radha and Krishna, sometimes they don't aspire to see them directly, but they aspire to see the associates of Radha and Krishna. And when they meditate in their internal visions about the associates of Radha and Krishna, Radha and Krishna are only a blinking of an eye away. Interesting, no? The whole book is based on this principle. Shri Braj Vilasstava is mostly about associates of Radha and Krishna, and also about pastimes places. For instance, Hari Stali, it's a place on top of the Govardhan mountain where Lord Hari engages in dancing. So by seeing the either the places or the association associates in their meditations, these great devotees who meditate about Radha and Krishna's pastimes are entering the pastime. This is a very, very, very known practice amongst great Vaishnavas. They enter Krishna's pastimes or Rama's pastimes. For instance, Tulsi Das describes in Ma, what is this?
Ramcharitamanas.
He describes how at the banks of a river a saint came who all of a sudden met the divine couple, Sita and Ram. It was after they had been brought over a river. Then there is the saint. He never again appears in the work. He's only there for this, for one, I think they call him Dohal verse, no? And then you never hear about him again, Bhagavati. Who could the saint be? It's no one else than Tulsidas, the author, who just brings himself into the work, into the pastime of the Lord, and is present there and sees the divine pastimes. He transfers himself there. So this idea of transferring oneself by the mercy of Guru and Krishna into the divine pastime is a practice done by Vaishnavas, both in Ram Leela and in Krishna Leela. Ah. This is a very esoteric but wonderful subject. And tomorrow, believe it or not, we will hear another verse about Radhakund. Today we heard about Tandavika dancing at Radhakund so that we can meditate. Most of us will never do this in this lifetime, but some, maybe 1.5 person, will do, and they meditate see everything through the eyes of Tandavika. Hare Krishna. So now we will close the Braj Vilasstava. I hope you enjoyed hearing about this, although you were so tired. It is, for devotees, the best way to put them fully to sleep is Krishna Katha. But we will now hear Krishna Katha from our dear guest. Our guest is not guest, our dear family member, our Krishna Murari Goswami. I will give you the microphone. I think you have to hold it like this.
No problem, no?
Yes, Murari. Today's katha from Maharaj was a very much concentrated about the peacocks. And it is said in Braj that the Leela Jivas, those who are the eternal participants into the pastimes of Krishna, they do also appear when Krishna appears in Braj. And there's a wonderful famous saying in Braj, "Mor to chite chitai ame," which means the peacocks, just by their birth, they get all the decorations and everything just by their birth, because they have been associated with Krishna. No one goes after their birth and starts painting their peacock feathers. They just get this by their birth. In the same way, the rasik Vaishnavas of Braj are also compared to those peacocks who just by their birth they get all those connections with Krishna, those realizations connected to Krishna. And in the pastimes of Sri Radha Shyama Sundar, many a times there are descriptions which are specifically sung during the monsoon months, during the Shravan Leela pastimes, where the gopis many a times they describe the beautiful form of the peacocks. There's a very wonderful pad in Braj Bhasha. Hey Sakhi, dekho Sakhi, ye bad bhagi mor. Ye bad bhagi mor, dekho Sakhi, ye bad bhagi mor. When the monsoon cloud comes up and the gopis who have been waiting in the village and they see that the monsoon clouds have now come up and they will soon start raining, and when it will start raining, then Krishna will not come quickly to the village back, and they can know that now it will take longer for Krishna to spend time in the forest, and he will come a bit later. And they see many of the peacocks who were also roaming around the village, they are all now running towards the forest area because they expect now they will have some association with Krishna. Jinke pankh ko mukat banat hai dharat nand kishor dekho mai. And then they start glorifying the peacocks, that how fortunate these peacocks are that they all have now started running towards the forest where they will dance, they will enjoy with Krishna for a longer period of time. How blessed the peacocks are that just by a small portion of their self which they offered to Krishna, he becomes so pleased. Peacocks, it doesn't have so much weight, the peacock feather, but he takes it with so much awe and reverence. He puts it on the head. This shows the wonderful quality of Krishna, that even a tinge particle of our own selves which is given to him, he accepts it with so much love. So the rasik Vaishnavas who appear on this earth are considered to be those peacocks and those Leela Jivas who appear in this land of Braj especially, and they start singing, they start teaching us to connect so much more with that Nitya Leela happening. There's a wonderful conversation between a very old disciple of Vallabhacharya. His name is Kumbhan Das. He got a son in his house. The name of the son is Chaturbhuj Das. The name he got Chaturbhuj Das because at the time when he was born in the house of Kumbhan Das, Krishna was stealing butter in the house of one gopi, and the yellow color small dhoti which Krishna was having on his vest started slipping down. With two hands he was hanging on the ropes which are holding the pot of butter, and the dhoti started slipping, and then two more hands start coming up from the body of Krishna. Two hands are holding the pot of butter and two hands are tying the dhoti. So this pastime Kumbhan Das is witnessing, and at that time the son is born in his house. Then he names him Ayo Chaturbhuj Das, a servant of this four hand Srinathji has come to my house. Although up till the age of 2 years, a small baby cannot speak so many things. But when Kumbhan Das he is trying to write a song for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. He is witnessing one leela of Radha and Krishna. He is sitting in his house near Anior, and he looks to the temple of Shinaji on the top, and he sees a wonderful thing. It's in the morning time, around 4 or something. It's the time where Radha and Shrinathji have enjoyed pastimes, and now Shri Krishna is taking some rest, and there is a very fine shawl, a transparent one, which Shrinathji is covering his own self with and trying to take some rest. And Srimati Radharani wants to see the beautiful form of Shrinathji. So she is trying to light a lamp on the window. And the wind is blowing by. And Srimati Radharani has lit the lamp, and she's protecting the lamp with her folded hands. And she's trying to take the light in the direction of Shrinathji so that she can see Shrinathji. This pastime Kumban Das Ji is looking at and trying to put it down in words. He tries to put down two lines. He writes, ve dekho Bharat Divla Hari Podhe Unchi Chitrasari. He's writing, see there, a lamp has been lighted, and Shri Krishna is sleeping there in that bhavan, in that temple. And then he misses the second line. The second line is not coming to his mind. He cannot complete it. He cannot go forward. And then this 2-year-old Chaturbhuj Das, who is playing around, he looks in that direction, although he would not speak so much, but he speaks the next line like very simply. Sundar vadan niharan karan bahuratnan kar rakhyo hai jor. The second line has been expressed by that Leela Jeev. He saying, Sundar Vadan Niharan Karan, just to see the beautiful form of Shri Krishna, Bahu Jatanan, by so many struggles, Rakhyo Hejor, Shriji is trying to, you know, she's struggling to keep the light. And as soon as Kumban Das hears this, he's so amazed. At that time, he says the original saying which I repeated at the starting. Mor to chite chitai hi aven. The peacocks get all their decoration just by their birth, because they had this association with Krishna. In the same way, these Leela Jeevas like Chaturbhuj Das, who appear from the pastimes, who have been the direct associates of Krishna, when they come, they themselves bring all those qualities, all those connections with Krishna. And basically this kripa, when a jiva can become a Leela Jeeva, this happens only by the kripa of Thakur Ji. So this connection, or we can call it the bhav bhakti of Braj, this is not sadhana sadhya. It cannot be reached so much by the struggles and endeavors efforts we do. It is not so much sadhana sadhya. It is much more kripa sadhya. This connection of feeling our connection towards Krishna, it is received much more by the kripa. When he is willing, then only this smaran, as Maharaj was saying in the end, you know, this connection of connecting ourselves with Krishna's pastime, this happens only by the kripa. And such kripa comes by when we hear about Radha Kund. Maharaj was describing many things about what happens in Radha Kund. So Radha Kund, according to Brajabasis, has been a place for Niyam. One Brajabasi has said,
Naam japo to baso braj bithin.
If you want to chant Naam, then one should go into the forest area, into the groves of Braj.
Eji naam japo to baso braj bithin aur dhyan dharo giriraj se mano.
If you want to do dhyan or smaran, go near Giriraj.
Gurgaan kulalan gokul hai.
If you want to sing glories of Krishna, go to Gokul.
Niyamadik radha kund nahano.
If you want to follow some niyam, then go to Radha Kund. So Radha Kund has been a place for niyam. Even the appearance of Radha Kund comes from the niyam of cleanliness which the gopis wanted in Krishna. That you have killed a bull, so now you have to sanctify yourself. That's how the emergence of Radha Kund comes up. And there has been many Rasik Vaishnavas, many special souls like our Shad Goswami Pads, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, who have been following this niyam of not only of cleanliness and other things, but the greatest niyam which he teaches is of smaranam. Of accessing that realm of Krishna just with this body. That once when Sri Raghunath Das Goswami was very sick, because in his Niyam Seva of Nitya Smaran every day, he cooked very hot sweet rice for Radha and Krishna. And at that time he wanted to check before offering it to Krishna and Srimati Radharani whether it is hot or eatable. So he puts his finger, because the kheer was, the sweet rice was very hot, the finger burns a little bit. And then he offers it to Shri Radha Shyam Sundar and they drink it up to their satisfaction, and then they turn the cup towards Raghunath Das Goswami. And then Raghunath Das Goswami, he drinks some hot kheer because he was very old in age. He's doing this in just his Manasa Puja or his Manasa Smaran Niyam. But he fell sick. And a Vaidya, an Ayurvedic doctor from Jatipura of Vallabhacharya, he comes to check on the condition of Raghunath Das Goswami. He finds that, why have you eaten something very hot? The devotees who were serving Raghunath Das Goswami, they say, he doesn't eat something hot. He only takes two dried chapatis mixed with Radha Kund water. How is it possible? But he says, but he has eaten something which was very hot for him. And then Sri Raghunath Das Goswami secretly tells this Vaidya that when I was offering some very good sweet rice to Shri Radha Shyam Sundar in my smaran, they just turned the plate towards me and I could not resist, and I had to drink that hot kheer and it made me sick. So Radha Kund is a very special place. And maybe in the another katha we will hear about the desire of the Rasik Vaishnavas who come to Radha Kund, what they really want for their life. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you. When you said niyam, this means following rules and regulations regarding one's bhajan and one's seva. Good, good. Yes, so we have still a few days left in this Kartik month, and perhaps if Radharani is kind, we will hear more about Radhakund. May all of us be blessed by Srimati Radharani and Lord Damodar. Hare Krishna.